Hey guys, this is Andrew with the Utah Jazz Podcast. Whew. Close game tonight. The Jazz come back from, I want to say about 50, it was at least 15 down. I think it was, Jazz were down by 15 and take a 13-point lead and then almost lose it. The Pistons went on a 12-1 run to pretty much get it done. And the Jazz nearly lose that game. And that, whew, if we would have lost this game, that would have been horrible. That would have been a terrible loss. Come back from 15 down, go up by 13, and then lose. Oh, that would be terrible. That would be terrible. So, let's get some stats up here real quick. Jazz shot 51% from the field. Detroit shot 52%. So, got to play better defense. Jazz shooting 72 from the free throw line, 50% from three, 21 assists, 32 rebounds, and 16 turnovers. A little high right there. Detroit, I mean, they pretty much had the same box score. I mean, 52% from the field, 62 from the free throw line, 38 from three, 21 assists, 32 rebounds, and 17 turnovers. So it's very, very similar. DeMar Carroll played some decent defense tonight, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, and 5 points. Paul Millsap, 17 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 6 of 13 overall. Al Jefferson went into beast mode again tonight, 10 of 18 from the field, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals. He was awesome. Randy Foy had another great night, 6 of 9 from the field, 3 of 5 from deep, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 1 rebound, 2 steals, 1 block, and 17 points. So it'd be great if Randy Foy could keep this up. I mean, he's playing great the last two games. Jamal Tinsley, he actually had a very bad game tonight. He had nothing. I mean, 0 for 1, no assists, no steals, no blocks, no nothing. I mean, he was zero across the board. And I'm wondering, because there was a picture of him, or a camera on him. It was just after halftime, and Ty went with Watson instead of Tinsley, and they showed Tinsley, and it looked like he had like hot cocoa or something, some type of drink. It wasn't water, wasn't Gatorade, wasn't anything like that. It looked like something like hot chocolate or something. I just saw there was some dark, you know, brownish stuff around the top of the rim of the cup, and I'm thinking it looked like it was like hot cocoa or something like that. But he did not play well at all tonight. Or Watson actually got a lot of minutes, 25 minutes tonight, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 points. He was playing very good tonight. Derek Favors rebounded from last night, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Gordon Hayward, actually a slumping night. He had eight straight games with double-digit points tonight. He breaks that, 6 points tonight. Did have 5 assists and 2 rebounds, though, along with a block and a steal. Burks played amazing. He was awesome tonight. Probably one of his best games this season, maybe his second, maybe even his best. I would have to go back and look at some of his box scores, but 5 of 7 from the field tonight, 2 for 2 from 3, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 12 points. I mean, he was awesome, and he had a very nice dunk that really capped off the Jazz's run, and then after that, the Jazz in general just started playing terrible. The Jazz were up by about 13. It was 13 points, and after that dunk, and then they just started pressuring the Jazz like crazy. Burks had a turnover. He just is not – he's a good ball handler, but he's not a great ball handler. So he got forced into it, and the Pistons – give credit to the Pistons. They were pressuring like crazy. And my question is why don't teams pressure like this all the time? I mean, I know it's tiring, but you pressure like that, your defense is going to go way up. I mean, the Jazz got it scored 12-1 in the final 2 minutes and 30 seconds. 12-1. Maybe it was about 2 minutes and 15 seconds, but or 5 seconds, or something like that. Jazz got scored 12-1 just because of that pressure. And it's just, it really disturbs the offense and everything. I mean, it's, even if you go through and do it for like 2-minute stretches every 4 minutes, I mean, that just completely disrupts. And it doesn't have to be every 4 minutes, because then teams get prepared for that. You got to do it randomly. Just all of a sudden, boom, you do it. And it really, I mean, you saw it. It threw the Jazz out big time. I mean, it totally shut us down. And that's frustrating. Kanter got 7 minutes. He actually played decent. 4 points, 2 of 2 from the field, 1 rebound, and 1 block. Now he only got 8 minutes, but still, decent. You know, he came on the floor, put some points up, grabbed a rebound, got a block. So, I mean, he was noticed. But, you know, overall, the Jazz, terrible, terrible first half, and then bounced back, went up by 13, and then lost the lead. Nearly lose the game, but the Jazz kept it off. Now, the final play, the Jazz just... Jazz are up by 3 with 4 seconds left. Let's rewind this. Jazz have the ball. We're up 2. Jazz have the ball up 2 with 28 seconds left in the game. Now, if you're other team, you're thinking, okay, they're up by 4. You got a foul. Get them in free throw. Hopefully they miss one. And the Jazz actually did because they got fouled and they later on. But still, Jazz missed one. Jazz were up by 3. But then that gives you a chance. But the thing is, you do that, you foul, then you have 26 seconds. Then you have 26 seconds. The Pistons did not. The Pistons just play defense. Gordon just held the ball. And I'm just, okay, just hold it until they foul you. They never fouled him. There's 4 seconds between shot and game. Now, the Jazz decided to take a 3 on that. You know, run it down to, you know, with 1 second on the shot clock and take the shot. That leaves, you know, at probably between 2 and 3 seconds, depending how the ball bounces, if it doesn't go in. Then you have, if you have a timeout, then they can call a timeout. They have 1 second left. The Pistons actually got lucky, and Gordon made a great pass to find Paul Millsap in the center, and then turns around, and then somebody grabbed his arm instead of the ball, and they called a foul. The Pistons got lucky that happened. They gave him 4.9 seconds. 4.9 seconds. I mean, that was great. Great thing to happen for the Jazz. That was stupid by the Pistons coach. Frank Lawrence or something like that. Lawrence Frank. I think it's Lawrence Frank. He was an idiot. Why would you not foul? I mean, that's just stupid. I know at first, with that much time on the clock, maybe you go for a steal. And then if you foul, then it's like, okay, you fouled. Now let's hope for this free throw. Paul Millsap missed one of the two. So it's a 3-point game. Then you can run a play. Instead of, okay, let's just... And now the Jazz defended this perfectly. So Jazz have 4.9 seconds, up by 3. They just pressured the perimeter. It wouldn't have mattered if they got a 2 because there would have been so little time left. They had no timeouts remaining. And Jazz would have won. Instead, what happened with the Pistons is... I think it was Prince headed on the perimeter, got no shot, passed it to Brandon Knight. He shoots the ball, and if you watch it, he released it so early that it was a bad release. So you look at it, and normally when you follow through, he pushed the ball out. He didn't really. It's hard to explain, but if you watch it, you'd understand what I'm talking about. I mean, it was really weird the way he pushed it, and because of that, he released and went his follow through so early in his shot that it was just short. There was no block, there was no tip, there was no nothing. And then he tries to sell it because he realized how early he released it, and so he tries to sell a foul. And it's just like, at first, when you first watch that, you don't see any of that, and you're like, maybe, oh, nope, didn't call it. And then, if that happened to the Jazz, you're like, okay, let's watch this. And then you'd look at it, and you'd see, okay, it's not, there was no way that was a foul. It's just a stupid play by Brandon Knight. For not following through, not trying to go into the contact, nothing like that. No pump fake, don't have to shoot it. He had about 2 seconds. I mean, Jazz got lucky on that one, so, ooh, it was close. but anyways, the Jazz played a very good second half. 25-11 third, 26 even in the fourth. Jazz really bounced back. 13-26 in the first quarter. Not good. 26-24 in the second. And then the Jazz stormed back 25-11. So the Jazz got it back and just played like they should play. And if they would have played like this in the final quarter against Atlanta, the Jazz would have a 3-0 road trip. be at 21 and 18. So, but now the Jazz move up in the standings. Jazz get their 20th win, finally, 20 and 19. The Jazz are only a game and a half behind Houston and Portland, only 2.5 games behind Denver. So the Jazz are looking to make some progress. Houston's lost 3 in a row. Portland's just lost 1. But Houston, I think they're starting to play the West. I think that's what they're playing now, is they're starting to play a lot of West games. And we could even pull up their schedule real quick and see what they got coming up. Actually, Houston is actually on an Eastern trip right now. They just lost to Boston, and then they lost to Philly tonight, I believe. Let's look at this. Keep going down, Andrew. So they were actually on a three-game road trip in the East and lost all three of them against New Orleans. Now, New Orleans has Eric Gordon back, and Eric Gordon makes the Hornets very good. Boston just outplayed him completely, and then tonight they just got outplayed by Philadelphia. Now that's a good sign for the Jazz. Now they play two of the better teams in the East. Now Boston, Philly aren't elite teams or anything, but it just shows how young the Rockets are. Next up, they got the Clippers and they got Dallas. And they got a lot of, let's look at the remaining January coming. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Western Conference teams remaining in the month. They got 1, 2, 3 Eastern teams left. And then after that, it's just a lot of West. And like I said before, all these teams that are above us, with the exception of Denver, so you got Houston, Portland, and Golden State, they've all played a ton of East games. And the East are terrible. Like I said, they have about 5 good to great teams in the East, and the rest of them suck. And then it's the opposite in the West. It's 5 sucky teams and 10 great teams, you know, good to great teams. So you're looking at this, and Jazz are going to move up because they're going to play a lot of East games now and a lot of home games. So that's just like, whoo, awesomeness for the Jazz. And Houston, Portland, and Golden State are going to play a lot of East and probably a lot more road. Golden State's played 18 on the road. Portland's played 19 on the road. And Houston's played 18 on the road. The Jazz, on the other hand, have played 25 on the road, or 24 on the road, and Denver's played 23 on the road. So Denver and Utah are definitely going to get a good spur, because they got a lot of road or home games and a lot of Eastern Conference games. So this is a great position for the Jazz. I mean, the Jazz went 5-2 in the stretch. Fantastic. That's what I thought they were going to do, is go 5-2. And it's a great accomplishment. I thought they should have gone 6-1. They should have beaten Atlanta last night, but it happens. Those kind of games happen, and you just got to remember it when you're down at that point again and know, okay, we got to execute. We got to play a little bit better than this. So that's really all I got. So the Jazz coming up. The Jazz have 15 of the next 20 games are at home. So if we can go out of those 15 games, if we can 13 of them, you know, go 13-2 in those, and then on the road go 3-2. That'd be fantastic. That's 17-3, or is my math off? 16-4. Sorry, my math was off. So Jazz can go 16-4 in the stretch. I mean, that's great. So let's do this. Little around the NBA, Phoenix is playing at Chicago. It looks like Phoenix is going to get the win. Memphis and Dallas are going at it. Memphis went in overtime last night by 3 against the Spurs, and now they're getting handled by the Mavericks. Right now they're down 51-36 with a minute left in the second quarter. Orlando beats the Clippers. Surprise right there. Atlanta loses to Washington. Washington got John Wall back, and the Clippers got Grant Hill back. So two additions that definitely going to improve those teams. Indiana beat Charlotte, obviously. Charlotte's terrible. Philadelphia beat Houston, like I said, and then Miami and Sacramento are playing tonight. So, all right, let's go 16-4 or better in this 20 game stretch. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter @OakleyCon, OAKLYCON, and you guys have a great day. I know I will.